Discretion is advised.
Put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some.
Welcome back to another episode of the 100% Random Podcast.
Bruh.
I am your... Oh, excuse me.
Want to redo that?
Huh?
Want to redo it?
Hell no.
We gotta redo it.
Nah, man. We gotta be authentic.
Black people time.
Yep. What was I saying? Oh, welcome back to another episode. Thank you for sticking with us, even though we don't know what we're doing.
Not at all.
We just talk and we upload.
Go with it. The flow. You know what's going with the flow today? Flows. So today, it's myself, Dion,
Markel,
and we got a guest again for the second time in 1 week. Dawn.
Hi, guys.
Do you smell
what the rock is cooking?
I don't smell nothing but cold pizza.
I smell it.
I smell Sprite, not the spicy kind. So today, it's the Friday
episode. White people really think Sprite is spicy?
No, I do.
McDonald's, you really do?
Like, the McDonald's Sprite is like...
That's just spicy.
Kick when you say spicy...
It has a kick to it.
What do you mean? Like it goes down your throat. I say your throat.
Your
throat. It goes down your... It goes down, then you're like, that burns.
Yeah, the carbon.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I'm like that with certain kinds of like... ginger ale, I guess.
Right. So
I think it depends on the brand.
All right. So today's episode is a fun episode because that's how it is on the Friday ones.
Big fats.
Because we talk about stuff on Tuesday that make no sense. And then Friday is the same exact thing. But guess what? It's longer.
It's too easy.
So anyway, we got a lot of things we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about things that are interesting, I hope. So, question. Okay. Would you rather go out and eat at a fancy restaurant or stay home and eat a home-cooked meal?
You would be paying for the...
Don't think about the logistics.
I have to. Well...
Let's say you have just lots of money.
Just based off of how I am, I don't like going out, so
right.
I'm perfectly fine with like a home cooked meal.
That's okay. Hey, Dawn, how about you?
I like going out.
How about like, you know, a nice meal at home?
That's like work and dishes and... No, I'm good. I'd rather just go out.
Next question.
What?
Sorry.
He didn't like what you had to say.
Next
question.
He didn't
like what you had to say.
Have a third eye or have a third arm?
Where would the third eye be at?
I don't...
If it's on my forehead, I feel like that's cool as fuck. I would get that because it reminds me of Naruto.
Yeah, I have a third eye on top of my head.
Right?
Yeah.
Like if it's on the forehead, I'll do that.
Like a third arm. Like, what's the point of having a third arm? Like, oh shit, I can pick another thing up with my third hand. Like,
I was gonna go left, but never mind.
Yeah, don't go left. This is a family friendly content.
No, it is not. Episode is family friendly? We're like 12
episode zero.
I want you to name at least five, like, and it's of like any episode. Where it's like family friendly.
All right, so we started off with A New Start, episode 1, 2, the R. Kelly episode.
What's that for?
The R. Kelly episode.
Even the first episode went left pretty quick.
The R. Kelly episode was a pretty family friendly content.
Not
you know?
Necessarily.
R. Kelly loves families.
He sure does.
And meaning, if he loves families, he, you know. Number 3, Real Recognizes Real, which was. It was cussing.
I still never listened to that.
Which was a good episode.
Yeah, I was talking my shit that episode.
Number 4, if John Wick was at a Jedi, that was a lot. So now we have 2 episodes now, which was a bunch of cussing. Is it racist? Not family friendly. Merry Christmas or whatnot. Ooh, Rise of the Vibes. Ooh, that was a lot of cussing. But that Rise of the Vibes is technically the family-friendly content episode. Then you got, well, 2019 is over. Then the one is just previously, you know, what's new for 2020. And then, you know, the other one and just, the other
sure,
one
sure. Nah,
that doesn't exist yet.
Nah, I got you.
Yeah, so family-friendly content.
You had another question or something, right?
No.
I feel like you was about to ask like another question.
No, Third Eye or Third Eye.
Oh.
Dawn never gave her answer.
I'll have to go with I.
I. You know, three eyes. I.
No one's picking the arm.
No. It's just extra work. Like
and not necessary.
And you got to mix. You got like the arm could be like on your shoulder.
You do need some customized shirts.
Yeah, like come on.
It depends on where the arm.
Third eye, you could just put some right on top of it. You know.
You just wear a do-rag.
Exactly.
See, like I'm doing that.
Sorry, you open it up like, oh shit, let me put that down.
You dare fuck with me?
Say, so what can it do? It can.
Imagine
do
you
stuff.
Get in a fight. Right. And then got like a do-rag on or something like that, right?
Yeah.
That's why he rolling up on you like, oh, you want these problems? You like, yeah, nigga, yeah, what?
Like,
and he's like, I bet.
Oh, shit.
What do you do?
Run away.
What do you do?
Yeah, I'm running.
She about to cuss a genjutsu.
I'm running, nigga.
A genjutsu on your ass or some shit.
I'm fucking running.
Right. God, that's, that, oh, that would be terrifying.
Yes.
It would.
Okay. Would you rather have the ability to fly or have the ability to be invisible? I'm going to choose invisibility because I think that's the best superpower. No.
Are you like always invisible? Or can you like activate it whenever you want?
Let's just say you can activate it. Same as you can activate flying.
Are we giving like an explanation to why we choose these?
No. If you don't want to.
I kind of want to.
Then go ahead.
I would be invisible. Like to, you know, spy on like just certain celebrities and stuff to, you know.
You know, it's funny. I can't even get my problematic alerts and shit. You know, I
like
got
I'm
my
in the
my
bathroom,
phone.
Just like, you know, like, oh, that's what she looks like under there. You know what I mean?
Hold on. Let me make my own.
Don't make me seem like I'm nuts.
Let me make my own.
I just say the shit that y'all want to say, but y'all don't say it.
I had to make my own problematic alert sound because that was too much.
Yeah, I say the shit that y'all like. I know y'all.
I want to become invisible so I can easily steal money. I want to become invisible so I can easily hide away from people and not steal money. And I'm going to steal money for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, Robert Brown doesn't come back in this episode. I don't like that nigga. That nigga annoying. Fucking Robert Brown.
Right.
Shit. That nigga Ray too.
Right. Fuck that nigga.
Fuck them niggas, yo.
Right.
Yeah, so. How about you, Dawn?
Flying.
Why? Or do you have a reason?
Don't really have a reason. No. I just.
Why wouldn't you want to be invisible?
Because sometimes I already do feel invisible, so why do
but
that?
But damn, that got dark. Sheesh.
I'm just saying.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Damn. Yeah, that was some real life shit. Excuse me. Yeah, we'll talk damn. Later.
It's okay. It's just, you know, true shit.
Speaking about two true shit. Okay. Would you rather always be?
Wait, did you pick flying or
invisibility?
Okay.
Would you rather always be 10 minutes late for everything or always be 20 minutes early for everything?
I'd rather be 20 minutes early.
Exactly, because I hate being late on things, even though I'm always early on most cases.
Yeah, I'd rather be early. You might as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Early.
Watch, your boss can be like, why the hell you're so early? I'm like,
For one, it's only 20 minutes. For two, it's like
you can't.
I mean, would you rather maybe late?
You can't clock in for the next 20 minutes. I hate those jobs. You're like,
right.
You can't clock in for 20 minutes. Like, I'm already here. Just let me start working.
I was Burlington.
I used to go into work so early at the hotel.
Burlington.
Oh my god,
niggas would clock in like a minute early and shit. Yeah, that was the issue. Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, like, are y'all that cheap?
They would hate me.
Hmm.
Like, damn.
Yeah, I would clock in at the hotel like 30 minutes early. Paycheck is already trashed.
We need all the scents we could get. It's like, God damn.
So, would you rather be the best player on a horrible team or the worst player on a great team? I'm speaking about the good old Patriots. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
I'd rather be the best on a worst team because that way I like stand out more. You know?
Wait, see, that's what I was trying to tell Dawn this morning.
What?
It's not about winning all the time. You can have some people who are on a winning team and they good
that's the goal.
For a good minute, but half of the other players may be trash. So when they lose for once, everybody can be like, oh, that's why they suck. Well, if you keep saying they suck in general because their team's trash, the history about the team is trash.
You didn't say none of that, Dan. You do know
I'm
that,
adding
right?
This extra shit right now. Because I'm being Because
you kept saying how they suck, and I'm like...
Because the Patriots suck.
If they... Few instances in which they cheated or whatnot does not mean they suck as players because they're isolated incidents in which
I'm not talking about the players.
But that's the players are the Patriots. Without the players, you don't have the Patriots, number one. Number two, how the fuck are you going to sit here and say that they suck?
Because they are trash.
When they trash though, go down. They're literal go down.
Because you're all like excited.
Go down. They're literal.
Then you're just looking at you
background. Like
their
statistics. Their statistics by player though. You can't say that the team sucks if they got people on their team, especially. They got people on their team who are like legit in there. Like, come on. You can't just do that. Like, that's, I feel like this, and this is like tangenting a little bit because I don't like when people say this sucks, that sucks. Like, I heard someone say the other day that the Mandalorian TV show sucked and everyone went off. Just went off ballistic. And I'm just like, what was it about the show that you didn't like? And it was one singular thing. If one singular thing is wrong with something, it just goes automatic suck. There was so much more to that show or movie or team or and just in general that you miss because you're thinking about one thing and defining the whole thing by that one singular mistake.
Right.
And I think that's wrong. So that's why I hate when people say teams suck or this team suck. And I get it because it's sports, whatever. I'm not into sports like that.
The
I
male
love,
sports
I
complex.
I love football,
it
but
exists.
At the same time, I don't like the Eagles, but I'm not going to sit here and say they suck.
Yeah.
I don't like the Dolphins, but I'm not going to sit here and say they suck.
Okay.
Because
male
each team...
complex.
Each player, they're not just a person. They are an individual.
Well, I always said that, you know, like teams, like overall wise, I think there are teams that like, they like clearly suck. You know what I mean? Like overall wise. You know what I mean?
Like, they have a record for it. Like that's what I'm saying. Look at the statistics more than you just look at one singular flaw. And that's what most people do. And that's not me trying to defend the Patriots. I'm saying in general. I'm saying in general.
Yes,
because
<it is. laughs>
I just hate when people do that. Oh, they suck. Da, da, da. No, stop. Yeah. Just stop.
That's fair.
And it kind of reminds me, too, about, like, kids sports and kids stuff in general. You got to... Beautiful little girl. Few years in the future, who knows? She might want to join a sport.
Oh, gosh.
You're going to be at a sporting event.
Yes, I am.
And you're going to hear somebody from the opposing team say, that team sucks.
No, I'm going to take that personal.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, because you know that your little girl ain't down there sucking.
I do not like the way that sounded. at all. That sounded horrible.
Shit. You're okay, fine. How do I say this better than that your little girl's not down there
being trash?
Being trash. There you go.
I mean, you know.
You can't single out. If one person sucks on the team, you can't say the whole team sucks, dude.
Yeah.
You really can't. And
I mean, what if it's like the other way around? Or what if like the whole team sucks except...
If the whole team actually sucks, then say that. Like, yeah. But, I mean, don't say it and you don't have no facts behind it. None.
I mean, if you lose, it doesn't like automatically mean you suck. Like, if you lose.
And that's another thing. If you lose, you lose.
Michael Jordan even lost games. I hate that whole...
Oh, it's okay. We'll give you something. And you lost. You get nothing. Go away. That's a lie to you, not my brain explodes every time I see that shit.
I get made a lot of people like soft.
Yes, and I won't.
You lost. You don't get shit.
If ever I have a child, I will not raise my child that way. Oh, you lost. Oh,
ain't you pregnant?
Let's go figure out some. Don't. I'm not pregnant. Don't.
You gonna take that out? You gonna leave it in there?
Speaking about that, let's take a little break. Wait,
how does that go along with?
We'll be right back after a little intermission.
Sponsored by Brazers.
Stop.
Yeah.
Pikachu, I choose you. Shit, my arm.
Pikachu!
Go, Squirtle!
Ow, can somebody really help me with my arm?
Squirtle, hurry up and attack his Pikachu. Use water gun.
Shit.
Squirtle.
Really, can somebody give me some bandages or some shit? I don't feel good.
Oh no, my Squirtle is evolving.
Pikachu, use something. Oh my god.
Squirtle dodge. Use Razor Leaf.
So yeah, do you think Pokemon will ever rule the world?
No.
If they was real, obviously.
Yes. But, yes, they would.
If they were real, yeah, but not because they're not real, no.
But technically, Pokemon is already ruling the world by the fans enjoying Pokemon Go and the newest game that came out on the Nintendo Switch, Pokemon Sword and Shield.
I mean, in that sense, it rules the world.
Why do you sound like you advertising for that?
Nintendo.
I think you're trying to get the sponsorship.
What the fuck?
Nintendo, give me money. Pokemon Explain and let.
Why is the mic keep moving?
Because you're not. Is it doesn't have it on the. You know.
No, I just mean like it keeps on like.
Oh. Pokemon Explain in fewer than 140 characters.
Yeah.
You know, it would be funny if somebody did like had like a blog post called Pokemon Explained in fewer than 151 characters. I would have been like, okay, that's kind of fun on words, but.
Big facts.
In the words of Markel,
big facts.
And big bags.
Saying big bags.
Big bags.
Big back sounds nasty.
Big bags. But yeah, what was that?
What was what?
I don't know. We're only 18 minutes in.
That's it?
Seriously? Yes.
After all that?
After all that, it's only 18 minutes.
This is all that.
So it's been a good year. Has it been? 2020 has been a good year so far.
Yeah, I guess.
For who?
It's been a decent year. It just started.
It just started and it sucks.
A few years already crazy. That's that's bad.
Didn't even tell it's 2020 yet.
2020?
No, I lie to you not. I'm sorry. I lie to you not. There was not a sound when 12 o'clock hit in Burlington. I didn't lie to you, not a sound. Usually you would hear the fire department. You would hear people popping really off firecrackers. Not a thing.
As soon as I pulled up over here after I left your house, like 12 o'clock hit. I got up here literally as it turned 12 o'clock. I was driving like zing, zing, zing. I was driving like fast to get here. Mm-hmm. All I hear is and everybody yelling like yeah, and then you hear sirens going off and all like
We didn't hear not a thing in Burlington.
2020.
Not a thing. Couldn't even tell it went
in. Salad.
Not a thing.
Not a thing but a chicken wing.
People already trying me in 2020, and I didn't say I want to be a better person. I want to not, like, you know, tweak out on somebody when they stare at me awkwardly.
You can't be a better person in 2020. We got WW3 about to happen.
But I it's need to happen. Be like, I don't have the mental stability to like not.
These are the times that everybody needs to just, in the words of Deion Davis, relax. Because you never know. Everybody gonna get drafted into the war. Everybody's gonna get drafted into the war because Trump gonna be that dumb motherfucker. Be like, well, if you a female, you never get yourself in the draft. You're going to war because this is how it's gonna be from now on.
I'm good.
Nah, you going to the war with me. Gonna fight all of those people that we are fighting for, which I don't know why we're fighting. Like, who are we fighting? I was expecting, like, a World War III to start over, like, the fucking wall, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, the Mexicans, like, and everything. Like, oh, God, Trump making this wall fight. Everybody's going to be like, yo, the reason why we're fighting is because Donald Trump decided to make a fucking wall on the border of the Mexican border. Yes, it's because they're basically putting a fucking wall over the border that's already a border. Like, come on. Like, putting extra security on top of shit.
That's not something to start a war over, though.
But, you know, the war started because Trump wanted to
show he did not get congressional approval.
He wanted to show that he got balls and say, hey, I know there's people dying. I know there's people dying over this in this area. Let me go ahead. And authorize a fucking strike or whatever and kill somebody. Like, this is wild. That's why Trump is an asshole, and I'm glad he's impeached. But
take forever get him out of office.
Get that motherfucker out of office, cause this the Rock.
You can smell. Well, it's almost time for the next election. At this point, we screwed. You just might as well leave him alone. Cause this shit's like
what? No, get him out of office.
For what? To have Mike Pence in there? For what?
No, what the fuck was that?
They had Mike Pence in there for what? Of all 7 months?
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong? No.
You know, vampires live longer.
Hmm?
Yeah. Vampires live longer, so he's fine.
Yeah.
You know, he's pale ass. Like, you know, like you can see through the nigga.
That's crazy.
Put your hand right through. Shit, John Cena can't see through him. That's what he said. You can't see me. Literally, he can't. I made a joke and it worked, I think, a little bit. You can't see me.
The fuck is that, dude?
Dion told me don't.
Really?
Using the power of the
stupid.
Brain. Way.
Y'all extra. Why you gotta be extra on the episode?
We extra every single episode. Hold on a second. Anybody who has a problem? Oh, I'm sorry. This is relaxing. You know? Shit, I might do the same thing, another thing with the Pokemon thing I just did, but different.
Really?
Cause got a half an hour to go.
We're about to call this episode short. We deserve it.
Possibly. Anybody who has a problem, go to the store.
You know what I have a problem with?
What?
You know what I have a problem with?
Right.
Hold on, what?
Yeah. He's one person, but my problem is extra motherfuckers. People always doing extra. Just being so motherfucking extra. Sit your happy ass down. Like, ain't nobody talking to you.
You can't be happy?
What's going on?
What's going on?
I'm just saying, extra individuals need to sit their asses down somewhere.
But sometimes, being extra is fun.
But what if they're already sitting, like, as they're being extra?
Like, you know what I mean. You know I don't literally mean sit their ass down. They need to take it down 6 or 7 levels. They are up here, and we need them down here.
But what if they're already on level 1?
They are not. That is highly impossible. For you to start out all the way up here, and that be your level 1?
Some people have different level gaps.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, my level 1 is up here.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
You are not that extra. Because if you were, trust and believe, this bitch would not be around you.
Well, damn.
I mean, mine is like tolerable. I don't fuck that word off. How do you say that shit? Tolerable? Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
See, at least he tried to correct his
word. Mine's like, fuck. I look how he looked at you like, bitch, not now. Oh, man. Oh.
I had to, I'm sorry.
Here with the news.
The news. I'm scared.
A local resident, Deion Davis, had his crack house raided.
What?
What? Relax.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Oh, yo, somehow, some way, we need to find a way to go see the 85 South show. Yeah. Like, live, because
I went there last week with them.
Yeah. Shut up.
We did.
No, y'all didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, y'all didn't, because they weren't nowhere near us last week.
We clearly went to them.
I follow them on YouTube.
We clearly went to them.
Oh, my God. No, y'all didn't.
They were just
in Chicago. He's with me most of the time.
Not most of the time.
And he had the on-call phone last week. So how is he going to do that?
Last week.
He just said last week.
Yeah, the week before.
When I say last week, I mean like last week, because it's still technically Sunday.
Nah. So mm-mm. Nope.
Yeah, but the new week hasn't started yet.
Nope, not cutting it. Y'all liars. You lie.
Just because you don't know your weeks.
If your pants really caught on fire every time you lie, y'all would literally be charred.
That's just not true. I would not be R. Kim.
Wow.
Wow. Oh.
That went differently. Super different.
I wonder.
But with that being said, we'll be right back after an actual ad.
Sponsored by X Videos.
Sponsored by the door that you have inside your house. Make sure you lock it. Hi, my name is John. I am here to tell you guys about the wonderful thing called Audible. Audible has programs.
What kind of programs? Are they listenable? Because I need something to listen to.
Audibletrial.com/Fuavo brings audiobooks into one place for free. 30-day trial membership. Audibletrial.com/Fuavo. It's all good.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
I will listen to it every day with audibletrial.com/Fuavo. And I will listen to something like the Kick-Ass book or one of the scripted podcasts or whatever.
We are back from that break. We are going to end. Let me stop. Now, this is about the end of the episode. Excuse me. We want to thank you all for listening to whatever we just did. We appreciate y'all. I know, like, any last words or, like, you know, anything you're working on?
that you want anybody to know about? Or?
Tits so, have tails. Tits have tails.
Tits have tails.
Yes.
It has to do with erotic book. yo, I am the narrative god, yo. Jeez. Dawn's writing an erotic.
I'm not.
That's her new thing.
It's actually a bird.
Nah, okay. That's your new thing. Nah.
It is a bird.
That's your new thing.
Tails. Boobies.
And now you're writing a romance novel.
Yeah.
A
Lufa booby.
Now you're writing a romance novel. Okay. You
are. There's a few narrative things I got going on. I actually just wrapped this Netflix deal I just did last week. Thanks for asking about, you know, what I'm doing.
I told you I'm the Segway prince. So,
I mean, I just...
As you the king.
Yeah, I just wrapped this Netflix deal. It's a show going on Netflix. It's called Raising Dion 2. <Yo.
laughs> I cannot...
I know it's funny. I started watching that or whatever. Mm-hmm. I only got through episode one.
Oh, I'm on episode.
It's a great show.
I'm on episode four.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great show. It's cool.
The big version of Lil Dion.
I love what I mean. Get to that. I love what I watched so far.
What?
As soon as I saw Michael B. Jordan, I was like, oh, he would be in this. I think it in everything. Then I hit up Dion or whatever, and I asked him. I asked him about a different show first. You remember which one it was?
The Witcher.
I asked him if he watched, if he watched it or whatever, and he said, shit, I can't even talk. I ain't watched it yet. And I said, what about Hayes and Dion? And he was like, nah, not yet. So, and I was like, how you ain't gonna watch your own show? So it was like, I don't know. I thought that was kind of funny, but
yeah. But my Netflix deal just wrapped up. I'm also I have a photo shoot with Drake next month, bro. I have a lot going on, man. A lot. I'm making them money moves.
I used to exaggerate things. Now yeah. I got it like that. Oh man.
Oh, now that song's in my head.
I got.
Are you gonna be Dawn's publisher for her romance novel?
Yes.
Or like, is that like a? Is that like under the Favreau branch?
No, that's under.
That's her own thing.
Yes, it is.
What's Dawn's thing? I heard but y'all freestyle out something. Nothing's coming to mind. What would Dawn shit be?
You know what? I don't know. Maybe you should ask her.
What's your imprint?
What do you mean?
What's?
He's just like Favreau. Mine is like a RSO, like that kind of. First thing that comes to your head. That's how I did RSO. I was like, RSO. What does that stand
what's
for?
What's RSO?
Real shit only. Yeah. I don't know how I came up with that on the fly.
I never thought of it, so that's never why I'm like, no.
That's all right. You got time.
I was trying to come up with something so we can make jokes about the book. So,
you're hilarious. I'm not writing a book.
Yes, you are.
There's a lot going on. We got a lot of projects happening.
Did you just drop the pen that you was writing your book with?
Oh, no. The ink is all over the floor.
What type of pen do you think this is?
This is the 1800.
My left knee feels extremely tight. And I know as soon as I get up, it's going to hurt like a bitch.
Could you been sitting just like that for a
while? I feel it.
It's gonna crack
and pop. It's gonna snap, crackle, pop. Man, Rice Krispie in this.
Pop,
bitch.
Lock it, drop it. Literally.
Stop locking. Is that how that's like? Damn. That's a big ass baby.
Oh, shit.
Is the mom alive?
So
that
the
mom
one thing
ain't
I
make
do
it. I'm sorry.
Want to say before we go.
Oh, that mom didn't make it through.
No. No.
If she did make it through,
oh god,
she paralyzed for the rest of her life.
She can't move
from the neck.
Oh, she got
down.
No pussy no more.
No.
Like it's gone. Like it's no more. It's just
it's like a big
can't
ass
repair
baby.
That.
Like
you can't repair that.
Nah. It'd be funny because I bet you did a comment. She's like, oh no, he's only 2 months.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful baby though. It is.
He big as fuck. He's looking like
what
he's four.
This is a newborn.
Huh?
I thought it was a newborn.
Mm. Oh.
Oh. Here goes my jokes. Oh, never mind.
It doesn't look like a newborn.
I just thought it was. Yeah, that's just the first thing in my mind went
it,
to.
Hold on. Let me look.
I don't think it is looking at it.
Maybe but, I can get some more info from the comments because
my force powers are gone.
It might not be, but
I've lost the force.
That's a beautiful baby, though.
Somebody said they could take back all them newborn clothes because he going straight to 12, 18 months.
Right. Nah, they're not lying. Even mine's just getting up there. I'm like, damn, you're getting heavy. I can't hold it like this no more.
There's no point in anyone buying you a whole bunch of newborn clothes when your baby first comes. Because your baby's going to grow through
that. But like, we used it, but like, it didn't last
long at all. Through all of that
and she's only 3 months.
That's why I kind of got men stopped giving our godchild clothes. I was like, yo, I'm getting, as fast as I'm getting them, she's growing out of them.
Yeah.
There's no point.
It's crazy. Clothes is crazy. They also
that's
expensive.
A beautiful baby, though, it is.
Clothes are expensive. Life is expensive. You know what's also expensive? Ending this podcast. We'll see you next week. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your life. If you don't come back, come back. If you want. We got cookies, milk, M&M's. No Nick Cannon, though.
If they're lactose intolerant.
Possibly, but Nick Cannon might be too much for them. It's too much salt in that milk.
You know.
Is that a pause?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a pause there.
It tastes like salty milk. Because that's what happened.
Nasty.
That is what happened.
I know where this is going.
Because Nick Cannon is sucking a bunch of dick.
A Falavo podcast.